Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Ray Graff in for Joe Donahue. 14 minutes after 11 o'clock, Matthew Bourne, the world's most successful dance choreographer, and his company New Adventures are bringing their spectacular and lavish UK production of Sleeping Beauty to a mere 7 U.S. cities, and one of them is Schenectady, where the show will run at Proctor's through the 20th of this month. With Sleeping Beauty, Bourne returns to the music of Tchaikovsky to complete the trio of the composer's ballet masterworks that started in 1992 with Nutcracker and continued in 1995 with the international hit Swan Lake. In this Sleeping Beauty, the traditional tale of good versus evil and rebirth is turned upside down, if you will, creating a supernatural love story across the decades that even the passage of time cannot hinder. Here now to tell us more are principal dancers Hannah Vassallo and Christopher Marney. Hannah dances the role of Princess Aurora, and Christopher is the associate choreographer and dances the role of Count Lilac. Thank you both for being here.
Hi.
It's a pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
So you opened last night at Proctor's?
Yes.
And let's come a little closer to the microphone.
Sorry.
Okay. So you opened last night. It was a good crowd?
It was a great crowd. They were really enthusiastic and really welcoming for our first time in Schenectady. It was a great, great audience.
And it's a nice room.
Yeah. It's a beautiful theater.
Now, this broke records in the UK, and it's been wildly popular. And it struck me this morning when I found out I was doing this interview that we're now in a land of honey boo-boo and twerking and this or that person being voted off various islands. Does it amaze you to some extent that the arts, the real arts, continue to endure?
I mean, I think that what Matthew Bourne's done in the UK is he's helped to kind of educate an audience. So we have a lot of really young people coming to see our shows, which other theatre maybe doesn't. And it was interesting to see actually with the audience last night as well that across the board there's all ages that are coming to see this show. So I think that's Matt Bourne definitely has a hand in that somewhere because his productions are so accessible.
Well, youth would be the key, you know, to your continued employment, right? We need the youth to be into this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I suppose because dance, we came to dance really young. And I mean, a lot of children do start dancing when they are young. So it's something which people recognize, I think.
I think also as well, it's reaching new audiences in the older generation as well, because a lot of people that come and watch our productions have never actually been to the theater before and never seen a ballet. And this is a way for them to be introduced to dance and theater. And they generally really, really love it and are really surprised that they really like it. So yeah, it's spanning all generations.
Well, you both, I know I'm an old timer, but you both seem very young. Tell us about how you came to do this.
Well, I started dancing when I was young, but I only ever did it for fun. So I did it once a week until I was about 16. And then I went to train full time. And after that, I'd been very interested in Matthew's work the whole time that I was training. And I really enjoyed watching his productions. And he'd made a couple of shows that had been produced for TV and DVD. And as well as that, I'd been to see things at the theatre. And I was just lucky enough to get an audition and get a job.
Yeah.
And from there, I've been fortunate enough to continue working for him for quite a long time.
When you did this once a week, did you know that inside that you had the knack? I mean, some people have it and some people don't have it.
Well, I knew that I enjoyed it and I knew that I loved it. I did other things alongside dance, so it was never my main focus. But the more I did it and the older I got, the more I realized how much I loved it. And that's why I wanted to continue doing it.
We're speaking with Hannah Vassallo and Christopher Marney, who are in Matthew Bourne's Sleeping Beauty, which opened last night at Proctor's. It plays until the 20th. Christopher, you're also an associate choreographer, and that must be... it's been a lot of extra work to handle your role on the stage and then to handle everybody else.
Well, it was a lot of work, especially at the start, the creation of the process of making the piece, because I sort of not only had to have a hand in creating one of the principal roles in it, but looking at also the choreography for the other parts. I sort of just kind of assisted as an outside eye, another sort of choreographic eye for Matthew, really. But now the show's up and running. We have a rehearsal director with us, so we've got someone out there watching and taking notes for us.
There are 20, you said there were 22 on stage. A lot of times shows will come through town, not being New York City or one of the bigger cities. A lot of times there will be ringers or regional people who do the show, but this is the crew that was in the record-breaking UK run, yes?
Yes, we're all the dancers that originally started the show in the UK. We have 24 dancers in the company, and I think there's 17 on stage each night. So we're all really, really lucky to have come over here to continue doing this production.
What happens if somebody twists an ankle? You have understudies?
we do.
We have a lot of people know more than one part, so that's not a problem if something happens. But for some of us, because the production is quite, it's a challenge to do that every night. So we need more than one cast, so we can occasionally have a show off as well to rest or to watch it from the front.
So our producer, Sarah LeDuc, said, check out this clip. And there's, I think on the Proctor's website, there's a clip. It's about a minute and a half, 2 minutes long. And it is a lavish production. The tagline is a Gothic romance Broadway dance. Why is it Gothic? What does that mean?
Well, it's Gothic because this production, Sleeping Beauty in particular, it spans three different time eras. So we open the show in Edwardian England, and we go through Victorian times. Then Sleeping Beauty, she falls asleep for 100 years. So when she wakes up, she's a girl who's in the modern day, but from the old time.
Yeah. It's a ballet. It's a classical ballet, or is it a Broadway? What is it? This combination.
It's not strictly a classical ballet. It's a modern version of the classical ballet. So it's been turned on its head. We use modern choreography. We're heavily influenced by classical dance, but we do contemporary choreography, which is also accompanied by a lot of drama and a lot of physical theatre as well. So it's a very narrative piece, and it's got a very strong storyline, which people can really get involved with.
It would seem like people, this would be something that would resonate with sort of the current pop fascination with vampires and stories of that nature. So it seems from the clip to be something that would really hit home here. It was wildly popular in the UK. How are the American audiences different?
There's been some differences, actually. There's great reactions from the American audience, but I think some of our scenes, they're quintessentially British, and I think that goes down quite well here. There's a big Edwardian garden party that the audiences seem to love.
How is this different to some of the other productions you worked on with Matthew Bourne and New Adventures?
I mean, this is different for us because it's a creation. So we've really had a hand in sort of creating our own roles, like making our own mark on this piece. Because it's rare for something like this to come along. You're often learning roles that have been created in the past.
A long, long time in the past.
Yeah. Like, it's been a really amazing process for all of us who've been involved with this because, like Chris said, we've had the opportunity to really put our own stamp on the show as well alongside Matthew. And I think that each of his shows have really individual personalities to them. So every show we do is different. And for that reason, we can bring a whole bunch of new creativity to it.
You'll be in seven cities, and where are you in the run now? What city is Schenectady?
We are at number three.
Where to next?
We're in New York next, City Center.
Okay, and so that'll be later in the month?
Yeah, that's the 23rd of November, 23rd of October to the 3rd of November.
Well, it has been awfully nice to meet you. Matthew Bourne's Sleeping Beauty runs on the main stage at Proctor's in Schenectady through October 20th. You can learn a lot more and see a really interesting clip at proctors.org. Hannah Vassallo and Christopher Marnie, I appreciate you being here today.
Thank you very
Best
much.
Best of luck and, stay healthy out there. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.